We have Dr. Darian Sutton here with us, yes. And I think a lot of us living in this pandemic era get concerned every time we hear about another outbreak and think, oh no. And the latest one, of course, monkeypox, but there's a lot of differences between how we handle monkeypox and how we are handling COVID.
I think many people are triggered when they hear a new viral outbreak. You constantly think about the beginning of the pandemic, and I think that that instills some fear. I just wanted to break down some basic differences. First off is the prevalence. Monkeypox is rare and it continues to be rare. We're unfortunately seeing these rising cases, but of course, comparative to COVID-19, where millions of people are infected, we're just talking about possibly a couple hundred cases around the world, a couple of cases within the United States. The second is the route of transmission. Monkeypox is a contact virus, meaning that it often requires specifically close contact or exposure to bodily fluids in order to get infected, whereas COVID-19, of course, is a respiratory illness. The third of which is infectiousness. We use this thing in science called R-naught. It's a reproductive number. It helps us to understand how many people will one infected person get infected. For COVID-19, in the setting of the Omicron variant, one infected person can get up to 12 to 15 people infected. For monkeypox, the average reproductive number is about 0 to 1. And so it just helps you to understand the levels of infectiousness. And lastly is vaccinations. So for COVID-19, of course, we have effective vaccines that keep people out of the hospital that we recommend for the general public. And for monkeypox, we also have vaccines in store, but we use them in a different way for monkeypox. We do something called ring vaccination, where we simply vaccinate those in close contact with the infected person.